Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Christ, the defender of your liberty. You have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness. Romans chapter 6, 18. The battle for your soul may be over, but the battle for your allegiance still rages. But Jesus Christ has conquered the power of sin, and you are free. Free to say no to sin and yes to God. As John Calvin affirms, that can be very comforting for anyone tired of struggling against sin. Walk with John Calvin, a French scholar and Reformation leader in the 1500s. The apostle is comforting and strengthening believers, lest they should falter in their zeal and desire for holiness, because they feel their own weakness. To prevent discouragement arising from a consciousness of this weakness, he reminds believers that their works are not judged according to the rigid demands of the law. The stings of sin continue to harass us, yet they cannot bring us under their power, because we are rendered superior to them by the work of Christ. We are also freed from the rigid demand of the law because we are in His grace. On this account, believers must fly to Christ and implore His assistance as a defender of their liberty, which He is always ready to do. Today's New Testament reading is Romans chapter 6, verses 15 through 23.
What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law but under grace? By no means. Don't you know that when you offer yourselves to someone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one you obey, whether you are slaves to sin, which leads to death, or to obedience, which leads to righteousness? But thanks be to God that though you used to be slaves to sin, you have come to obey from your heart the pattern of teaching that has now claimed your allegiance. You have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness. I am using an example from everyday life because of your human limitations. Just as you used to offer yourselves as slaves to impurity and to ever-increasing wickedness, so now offer yourselves as slaves to righteousness, leading to holiness. When you were slaves to sin, you were free from the control of righteousness. What benefit did you reap at that time from the things you are now ashamed of? Those things result in death. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
By His death, Christ broke the power of sin and death. Captives have been liberated. Slaves to sin have been set free to serve a new master. Hebrews describes it this way: Christ shared in their humanity so that by His death He might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. Hebrews 2:14-15. No longer afraid of death, no longer bound to sin, no longer giving in to uncleanness, but instead, giving in to God. Never have you enjoyed anything as free or as costly.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.